This week has, in many ways, been Dolphin Week. Papers on their behaviour coming from the University of New South Wales and the University of Queensland. Dr. Celine Frere and Bill Sherwin and their colleagues have been watching dolphins for decades, as Branwen Morgan reports.
If you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll probably remember Flipper, a bottlenose dolphin, the star of a TV series created in the 60s. His playful antics and way of communicating in whistles, clicks, and squeaks captured the imagination of children and adults. Dolphin language is extremely complex, and outside of humans, they have the largest brains of any animal when body size is taken into account, which is partly why we continue to speculate as to the extent of their intelligence. But these graceful sea mammals are not the gentle creatures they appear on the surface. Delve deeper and you find cases of sexual harassment, fickle friendships, and sophisticated social strategies. This week has seen several news reports detailing aspects of the bottlenose dolphin's life in the wild. The discoveries are based on more than 20 years' work and analysis of thousands of behavioural observations of 1,500 dolphins in Monkey Mia, a region at the north end of Shark Bay, Western Australia. The information includes where the dolphins feed, where they roam, how they associate, how they communicate, and who has young. Because dolphins have relatively long lifespans, around 40 to 50 years, and females don't reach sexual maturity until around 10 to 12, these lengthy studies are essential for uncovering details of dolphin society, including reproductive success. The dolphin researchers can actually recognise individuals by their battle scars and the shape of the dorsal fin. Darts are used to collect biopsies, tiny bits of skin and blubber that are used for DNA analysis. Dolphins don't have a strict hierarchy to their society. They frequently join and leave groups of varying size. The composition of these groups may change often, on a daily or even hourly basis. And, like people of different nationalities, dolphins that reside in different parts of the world may have different patterns of association. In Monkey Mia, the males hang out with other males and the females tend to stick together, whereas the dolphins in Doubtful Sound, New Zealand, live in mixed sex groups. This gender-based grouping of Aussie male bottlenose dolphins may reflect a sex-specific reproductive strategy. Until now, it was thought that there were just two types of male alliances. Small groups of four or so from a family, who together herd females for group sex, and larger groups of 14 to 20 unrelated dolphins, subsets of which hang out together on different days, and who compete for females. But a research paper just published in Biology Letters suggests these are two extremes and that there are actually multiple types of male alliances and coalitions within their large social network, a trait they share with humans but no other species. A second paper, published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, explains how inherited characteristics and social factors influence female dolphins' reproductive success. The scientists used the number of calves who survive infancy as their gauge and found that dolphin mums who hang out with other successful mums are themselves more successful as mothers. Moreover, their preferred associates were often unrelated female mums, again mirroring humans who sometimes find friends to be more supportive than family when it comes to raising children. In fact, having a successful social network was shown to be three times as important as having good genes, and having both is particularly advantageous. In evolutionary terms, there has to be an advantage to group behaviour. The mother's group or creche effect may help with protecting offspring from predators, male harassment and unwanted matings, such as impregnation of younger females by a male relative. These sorts of matings carry a fitness cost. The inbred calves take longer to wean, so the mother is likely to have fewer calves during her life. How dolphins find their friends is still open to debate. Do dolphins stay in an area because their friends are there, or are they there for other reasons and then the friendships follow? We still have much to learn about these remarkable animals, their culture, and their intellectual ability. As the Flipper theme song says, "Know when you see, is smarter than he. And it seems we're coming to just that conclusion.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea.
But look under the waves and there's a deeper social story. Work from the University of New South Wales. Branwen Morgan reporting.